Good afternoon. Welcome to your WFHB local news brief. I'm Assistant News Director Sydney Foreman. Approximately an hour ago today, Indiana Governor Holcomb reported the first death in the state due to the COVID-19. The infected patient was over the age of 60 with additional health issues, according to the Community Health Network. Coronavirus is impacting more than just health. It is also affecting the local economy. As reported earlier, Governor Holcomb has ordered all restaurants, bars, and nightclubs to close in-person dining, with a few still offering carryout options. This has resulted in many service industry employees, mostly paid on an hourly wage, to lose their jobs or are temporarily out of work. Therefore, neighbors are filing for unemployment, losing health insurance, and fear for future rent payments or how they would afford to contract COVID-19 themselves. Local business owners also feel the effects, questioning how their business's rent will be paid over the time of closure. Indiana's Department of Workforce Development has launched a site to help those who may have lost or will lose their jobs due to COVID-19. The DWD site reports that rules requiring certain unemployment insurance claimants to physically appear at a Work One location to engage in reemployment services have been suspended for the next 4 weeks. This allows individuals who may be symptomatic to not have to physically appear to continue their unemployment insurance eligibility, and the DWD is assessing flexibility under federal and state law to expand eligibility for claimants and ease burdens on employers. That website is www.in.gov/DWD/19.htm. For WFHB, I'm Sydney Foreman. Now, back to your afternoon music mix.